Yes,
Thank
hello.
you. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, hey, my name is Stephen Ellis. I'm opening up a claim for unemployment. My job currently laid me off. Well, they didn't lay off. It's like a shutdown because I work for Mazda Toyota, but they didn't have a shutdown for the airbags. So furlough.
Okay, so it didn't give you they didn't give you a return date.
They would say that hopefully that it'll be August the 5th.
Okay.
And I had a little vacation time, so I had put in from the 15th to the 19th. I want to have a big old gap. You know what I'm saying? And missing the check, but
okay. Say that again. You said you had
a week of vacation, so I had used that, but I had put in for it for the 15th through the 19th, and
of
it was shut down for that.
Of what month?
Of July, this month. But then they let us know that it's going to be farther than that. It's going to be into the 5th, so I said, to May the 5th probably, so I said, let me go on 5 for unemployment.
Okay. If you're getting, so that means that you're going to get a check.
Yeah, next week, you know what I'm saying? But I've been off work since last Wednesday, last Tuesday, so like the 27th of June.
Okay, and so that means you've been off for 2 weeks and you're just filing.
Yes.
Okay. So
well, like a week and a half. No, just say.
Okay. Well, each week that you get wages, it'll disqualify that week. I can submit a new claim for you. Not a problem.
Right.
May I have your Social Security number?
315-845-2229. But I wonder, can I file for, instead of Alabama, because I don't know, it's only, like I say, for a short period of time. Can I use my wages from Nevada?
Okay, when you say a short period of time, what do you mean by a short period of time? What is the beginning date and the end date of employment?
The beginning date at this job, I'm saying, was...
We're talking about Alabama.
February. Okay, right. I moved here February the 27th. I got the job March the 7th. March the 7th, 2024. March the 17th. March the 7th, because I had orientation. So March the 7th of 2024 to present. No, right, to see if I did my last date was, let me put a calendar if I want to give you a wrong date. It was June the 28th.
Okay, may I have your name?
Yes, Stephen Ellis.
And what is your mother's maiden name and your date of birth?
The next maiden name is Sanders. And my date of birth is 11/21/1974.
Okay, I would have to get your mother's maiden name corrected. The maiden name is the last name, not the full name.
Okay, so mother's maiden name is the last particular standard that they used to be. So I thought it was saying, no, so you say mother's maiden name, I don't mean the full name.
Okay, and what is your driver's license number?
One second. 108-36-298.
Okay, I'm requesting to correct the maiden name because the maiden name is the last name only.
Okay.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked up under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Verify your email address and mobile telephone number.
Email address is StephenEllis385@gmail.com. Telephone number is 812 area code 305-7018.
And that email address is StephenEllis385@gmail.com.
Correct.
November 21st, 1974 is your date of birth?
Yes.
And we're getting your mother's maiden name corrected to Sanders.
Correct.
And is that an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
That driver's license number is
108-35-298.
Correct. Okay, let me go back. Something was incorrect. Hold one moment. November 21st, 1974. November 21st, 1974. Sanders is your mother's maiden name. We're getting that corrected.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and what is your race?
African-American.
Black?
Yes.
And are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
No, Hispanic.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what is your residential address?
Residential address is...
Will you stay here? Where's your home address?
Okay, home address is... Or 74. Hold on, let me show. Old Madison Pike, apartment number 414. Zip code is 35806.
And what city?
Huntsville, Alabama.
I have 7584 Old OLD Madison, MADISON Pike, PIKE, apartment 414, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806.
Correct.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
Shipping.
Say that again.
My job was Michigan Plastics. And
is that production work?
Driver. Yes.
And are you seeking this type of work?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, not a definite date. They just say hopefully we return by the 5th.
The 5th of August?
Yes, ma'am. But hopefully that's all it, as long as it be, hopefully.
Okay, and is this a vacation period or a scheduled shutdown?
Scheduled shutdown. They had recalls. They are back off the Ford cars, SUVs, so they shut down production until they get that fixed.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
All shifts.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, this one's 16, so about 20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Well, right now I'm at 22. 22.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, neither.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is
Yes.
not Mill? May I read the question? I mean, read the question in its entirety.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
Yes.
Which state?
Nevada.
Which state?
Tennessee, Nevada.
Did you say
Las Vegas.
Tennessee and Nevada?
Hennepin. It's called Hennepin. It's in Nevada. It's in Las Vegas.
Okay. The state of Nevada.
Yes.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what is the name of the bank?
J.P. Morgan Chase.
Say that again.
Chase.
And is that checking or savings?
Both.
I can't put both on here. Which one would you like?
Checking.
May I have the routing number and the bank account number?
Yes. The account number is 592-319670. And the routing number is 06-5400.
Okay, the wind is blowing. I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. Did you get the checking number?
You have to repeat both of them.
Okay. The checking number is 592-319670.
And the routing number.
0654-00137.
And the name of your employer?
Michigan, Mitchell Patrick.
And may I have their telephone number?
Let me see.
Their corporate name is Ultra Manufacturing.
Ultra Manufacturing. on the phone. I can't look it up because I'm on the phone. I don't have a card in my wallet.
Okay, what is the city and state the work was performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay, are they on, is that US 72?
Yes, ma'am. It's address 619. Yeah, but yeah, on US 72.
256-851-2499. And what was the first day you started working there and the last day?
Okay. The first day I started working there, So I want to say it was the 7th. It was the 7th of March. Until the 28th of June.
March 7th to June 28th,
2024. Yes.
And this is for a company shutdown.
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
Well, yes, because I have put in, but like I say, use my week vacation that I had built up from the 15th to the 19th.
Okay, how many hours?
40.
And how much per hour?
21.50.
And is Monday through Friday 40 hours per week a normal work week?
Yes.
Do you expect to receive sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
For the 4th of July. We should, because like I say, you know how that work, you got the day before, the day after, and so far it stopped on the 28th. So I worked the day before, it stopped it, but I don't know if it's going to get holiday pay because we on shutdown, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Are you certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Since you don't know about the holiday pay, once you receive it, you have to claim it on your weekly certification. I said, since you do not know about the holiday pay, if you're getting it or not, once if you receive it, you have to claim it on your next weekly certification.
Okay.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits.
Yes.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Kenosha, West Bend, De Pere, or De Perrier, Oshkosh.
Kenosha.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
5'10".
You have your driver's license in front of you now?
Yes.
And what does it say?
It's 5'10".
Which of the following street addresses in Evansville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1421 South Garvin Street, 161 Harton Drive, 1721 Diefenbach Road, 1754 Stevens Avenue.
Garvin Avenue. And I also put up my pay rate as of table gains a raise in June, beginning of July, but my rate said 2052.
Okay, which of the following vehicles have you ever leased or owned? 1992 Chevrolet Blazer, 2000 Jaguar XJ8, 2001 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, 2002 Land Rover Freelander.
I had a 92 Blazer.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 120 Virginia Terrace, 1430 Emory Circle, 3823 29th Avenue, 6111 South 15th Court.
I want to say the second to the last or either none of the above.
Okay, I can't put with one answer. Which answer?
What that second one was, Mr. You say the one right before the last one?
3823 29th Avenue.
28th Avenue.
Is that the one?
Yes. It was years ago, but I do remember still 28th Avenue.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with the claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay, you said something about you wanted to change. It didn't even give me the option.
Okay, about the pay rate? When you said the pay rate, my pay rate is at, come on night shift. So the pay rate, base pay was 2052, but a dollar premium for the night shift is at 2152 because I didn't get the 22 yet, so. Because I ain't at work, so I don't know what they did with that. But so it's 21.52. It's accurate.
So we don't have to go back.
Okay.
I'm asking you because what you told me, I don't remember what you told me. What you told me, do I need to change? what you initially told me.
From a dollar, don't say from a dollar distance. I think I said 22, but we didn't get this about. But I'm not there to actually start getting the $22 because of the shutdown. So my last pay rate was 21.52 instead of 22.
So is that what? What did you tell me?
22.
Okay, so we do need to go back.
Yeah.
Okay, where is it? Hold one moment. Okay, I think I passed it. Hold one moment.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about that. I said, wait a minute, wait a minute, correct that. No, I don't want nothing. If I could have put it in there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wait a minute, let me go back. It's the only some sense. I don't want to be the wrong information just because I want to think of something.
Bear with me, I gotta find it.
Oh, no problem, no problem. No, I cost it. No, I'll bear with you.
Okay, I found it. Whew. And how much did you say?
21.52.
21.52. Yes, ma'am. Okay, now I'm going back to it because we were at the end. Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Rights and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in the loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I'll provide that PIN number to you at the end of the interview.
Okay.
Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a call back appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions about the closing statement?
No, ma'am.
So you are aware that you have to update your resume within the next... Well, the only thing you can do this week is update your resume and do your 3 job searches. Come Sunday, that's when you start doing your weekly certifications. The weekly certifications, they're going to ask you about your job searches. The
okay.
PIN number that you will need is 0999. That's your PIN number.
0999.
Yes, 0999.
Okay.
You're welcome. Your transaction number confirming I opened your claim is 489-902. 805.
Okay.
Is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.